Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Pat Kelly. Batting second. The center fielder, Ken Henderson. Batting third. The first baseman, Dick Allen. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Carlos May. Batting sixth. The DH, Ron Santo. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jorge Horta. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ed Hermann. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Bucky Dent. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Stan Bonson. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Sergio Ferrer. Batting second. The second baseman, Rod Carew. Batting third. The center fielder, Larry Heil. Batting fourth. The DH, Tony Oliva. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bobby Darwin. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Steve Braun. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Jim Holt. Batting eighth. The catcher, Randy Hundley. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Jerry Terrell. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Bill Hans. And now, play ball. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen strikes out. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Henderson moves to second. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Henderson scores. Melton moves to second. It's 1-0, White Sox. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ferrer fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins 0. The Twins will come to bat. Sergio Ferrer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferrer takes first base on ball 4. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Horta fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is called out on strikes. One out. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent strikes out. Two outs. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 1 in the game. Kelly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hermann moves to third. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Holt scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Henderson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins 0. the Twins will come to bat. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is called out on strikes. One out. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Allen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Orta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 1 in the game. Allen strikes out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Melton strikes out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. May hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes May. The throw from Hundley and he is safe. May steals second. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 1 in the game. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell hits a pop-up towards short. Dent settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jorge Orta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta is 0 for 1 in the game. Orta hits a ball on the ground towards first. Holt scoops it up and throws to first, with hands covering, for the out. One out. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards first. Holt scoops it up and throws to first, with hands covering, for the out. Two outs. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 0 for 1 in the game. Dent hits a ball on the ground towards third. Terrell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Sergio Ferrer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferrer is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Ferrer hits a line drive into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0 for 1 in the game. Carew hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Henderson. Carew reaches second base with a double. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0 for 1 in the game. Heil hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carew scores. Heil moves to second. It's White Sox, 1, Twins, 1. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliva hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Heil moves to third. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 0 for 1 in the game. Darwin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kelly hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Heil. Kelly reaches second base with a double. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ferrer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 2 in the game. Allen hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-1, White Sox. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Melton takes first base on ball 4. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. May hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Melton moves to third. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 2 in the game. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Terrell fields it and throws to second for the out. Melton scores. 2 outs. It's 4-1, White Sox. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0 for 2 in the game. Horta hits a fly ball into center field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0 for 1 in the game. Braun hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt is 0 for 1 in the game. Holt hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hermann settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 0 for 1 in the game. Hundley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Vic Albury now pitching. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hermann hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Carew reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 0 for 2 in the game. Dent hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Carew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Kelly takes first base on ball 4. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Albury fires to first and has Kelly trapped. There's the throw to Carew who tags Kelly for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Terrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Sergio Ferrer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferrer is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Ferrer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards first. Allen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Carew for the out. Ferrer moves to second. Two outs. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Heil hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ferrer scores. It's 4-2, White Sox. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Oliva hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Heil moves to second. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 0-for-2 in the game. Darwin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Henderson takes first base on ball 4. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Allen strikes out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Melton hits a fly ball into right field. Darwin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. May hits a line drive into right field. Darwin picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Darwin. Henderson goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 5-2, White Sox. Ray Corbin now pitching. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Terrell juggles the ball. That's an error on Terrell. May moves to second. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0-for-3 in the game. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards first. Holt scoops it up and throws to first, with Corbin covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Braun hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt is 0-for-2 in the game. Holt takes first base on ball 4. Terry Forster now pitching. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 0-for-2 in the game. Hundley takes first base on ball 4. Holt moves to second. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 0-for-2 in the game. Terrell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of May. Terrell reaches second base with a double. Holt scores. Hundley moves to third. It's 5-3, White Sox. Sergio Ferrer is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Ferrer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ferrer takes first base on ball 4. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Carew takes first base on ball 4. Hundley scores. Terrell moves to third. Ferrer moves to second. It's 5-4, White Sox. Cy Acosta now pitching. Larry Hile is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Hile is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Hile takes first base on ball 4. Terrell scores. Ferrer moves to third. Carew moves to second. It's White Sox, 5, Twins, 5. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Oliva is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Oliva hits a line drive into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Ferrer tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 6-5, Twins. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Darwin is 0 for 3 in the game. Darwin hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Allen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 6, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Campbell now pitching. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hermann hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brian Downing pinch runs for Ed Hermann. Jerry Hairston pinch hits for Bucky Dent. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Hairston hits a line drive towards third. Terrell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Kelly is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Kelly hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Downing moves to third. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Henderson hits a pop-up towards first. Holt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Allen is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Allen is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 6, and the White Sox 5. The Twins will come to bat. Brian Downing now catching. Luis Alvarado now playing shortstop. Skip Pitlock now pitching. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Braun is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Braun takes first base on ball 4. Danny Thompson pinch hits for Jim Holt. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pitlock fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Hundley is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hundley hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Terrell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Terrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alvarado picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Alvarado. Thompson moves to third. Sergio Ferrer is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. There goes Terrell. The throw from Downing and he is safe. Terrell steals second. Sergio Ferrer is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Ferrer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Ferrer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 6, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Liss now playing first base. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Melton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Melton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. May is 4 for 4 in the game, with 4 singles. He's got 1 RBI. May hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ferrer fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ferrer fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 6, and Chicago White Sox, 5. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.